On the line with us this morning, Jay Warona. He is the Deputy Executive Director and General Counsel for the New York State School Board Association. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
From what you can see right now, do you believe schools can be open this fall?
I believe that everybody's motivation is in the right place, and I believe schools want to open for our kids. I think the concern is not that the governor did not give us a comprehensive list of things that have to be done. It was very well done. But, you know, there's issues with respect to how are we going to pay for these things, particularly with looming budget cuts that are over all of us. There has not been an infusion of federal dollars. And, you know, there's concerns about school staff who I don't think yet are comfortable with going back and being exposed to potential deleterious effects of this virus.
You know, you brought up a great point there about resources. Is there a ballpark figure for the types of resources that schools are going to need?
I don't, unfortunately, because these guidelines just came out yesterday. But I do know this, because I think this part is simplistic, right? It's not going to cost less money to do all of this. And that's what I think districts are facing right now. So that's a very scary prospect, because this isn't an issue of priorities. We can't get this wrong. We have to make our schools safe for our kids and certainly for the staff. So I think school districts are very concerned about their responsibilities in this particular instance.
I also wonder, at the same time, of course, safety is a key issue here. It's the big focus for sure. At the same time, the essence of what school is all about, of course, is for learning. Do you feel, is there any sense maybe among membership of school boards or from the people that you've talked to that maybe, you know, that's getting pushed back?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I would be that critical of that. I think there are two things that parents expect of schools. One is to keep our kids safe, and secondly, to make sure that they educate them as best as possible. I think it is in that order. I don't think any parent wants their child to be exposed to being in harm's way. The problem in this particular instance, and again, this is not to be critical of what the governor's come up with. I think the plan makes a lot of sense. It's just that, you know, without the infusion of dollars, I think districts will be handed a recipe that they may not be able to find the ingredients to actually make the make the meal.
And then the final question is maybe just looking in the rearview mirror here and maybe some information for moving forward here. It's not out of the question that remote learning could be a big part of what's coming up here in this school year. How well did, from what you understand from your membership of school boards and such, how well did schools do with remote learning over the last several months of the school year?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think the answer is it depends on which school district we're talking about. There are some school districts where, you know, access to the internet was not an issue, and students were able to be provided with those particular educational opportunities in that way. Certainly not as in any way, shape, or form as great as actual teaching services in a classroom. But in those instances where children didn't have access, either because the bandwidth did not exist in their community or because they were in poverty and did not have access to technology, I think we had a tale of two cities. And that is not acceptable for any of our students in our state.
Jay Warona is the Deputy Executive Director and General Counsel for the New York State School Boards Association. He joins us by phone this morning. Appreciate your time, sir.
Happy to be with you. Thank you so much.